The Upper Starrigavin Valley has been open to ATV riding for well over a decade. The old logging road system is not particularly large, but it is located on the regular Sitka Road system, which makes it ideal for riders who want to enjoy their machines close to town. But lately, that enjoyment has moved off the logging roads and into the valley bottom itself. Terry Edwards is pretty sure that riders don't realize what's at stake.
A lot of times people don't realize there's a stream that's 6 feet wide. They go, oh, well, there's no salmon in here. We don't need to worry about it. But in fact, this is fantastic rearing habitat. This is really good rearing habitat for coho salmon, as well as Dolly Varden would be utilizing this area pretty regularly. And these are areas that during high flows in the main stem of Starrigavin Creek, those small juvenile fish that are maybe an inch or two or three long, they're getting out of there. It's too heavy of a flow. They just can't hold still in that kind of water. So they utilize these main tributaries during high flow events and during the summertime. So these are really important. But a lot of people just don't realize it. I'm not so much caught up in the whole idea of it's a citable offense rather than it's a resource damage issue that could be having an effect on our beloved salmon in Alaska.
Edwards invited me out here because he's concerned about the fish habitat, and he thinks that raising awareness of the problem will do more to cure it than a heavier-handed approach. He says other forests elsewhere in the country have management problems with ATVs related to the large influx of people from urban areas, but most everyone who rides at Starrigavin is from Sitka and probably cares about fish.
What is the impact to a juvenile salmon? Is it increased sedimentation? Is it disruption of the bottom? What is harmful to the fish?
It's that sedimentation, even in areas where you don't have fish utilizing that piece of stream segment, there's the potential for carrying sediment down to other areas that do have fish. And so you're going to have increased sediment loads, which can fill in areas like in Main Starrigavin where you have the majority of the spawning. Those reds where the fish are the nests, where the fish lay their eggs, if you get enough sediment into those, that will actually clog up the spaces between the rocks where the eggs are. And the eggs, you know, it's key that the eggs are getting a good flow of water to give them oxygen. And if you suddenly plug that up, it's like taking handfuls of dirt and stuffing them into your mouth. Eventually, you just can't breathe anymore. And it would actually have the potential to choke out the eggs and kill the eggs directly. There's also the potential, if you're in an area where there's spawning habitat, that you could be driving over those reds and crushing the eggs directly. And with the signage, I think we need to get a lot of signs up in these areas to let people know, you know, we were just down on that other trail, there's a sign up, people are using it anyways, but I'm hoping to come out here with some posts and some signs and put them right in the middle of the trail, so they're either going to have to drive around them, or oftentimes people will actually just tear them out and we'll find them 50 yards away. But try to make it more obvious and make them make that decision. Am I going to do this even though I know I shouldn't be doing it?
The Forest Service has taken the Starrigavin Valley out of the timber base and designated it as semi-remote recreation. The agency has ambitious plans for rebuilding the coho stocks that packed this stream before it was logged. Coho salmon rear for 2 or 3 years in the quiet backwaters of streams like this before moving to the ocean. Edwards believes some early promising efforts in this direction have been unknowingly compromised by riders.
And we were seeing, you know, three to five fold increase in the number of fish that we're rearing in this system compared to before the activity was done. And here's an inlet stream coming right into the pond that's being used by the ATV group. You can see here where some people have gone right over the top, probably driven down into the coho rearing pond until it got too deep, and all that really light, loose material gets fluffed up, and that can create oxygen deficit problems for fish, as well as just the disturbance of doing that.
I did speak with an avid ATV rider about this issue, but he did not consent to an interview. He said he went out to Starrigavin on Father's Day, and there was no place to park. It was so busy. He thinks the situation in the valley is the result of overcrowding, which is the result of the Forest Service closing down most logging roads in the district to ATV use under its new and hotly contested access and travel management plan. Perry Edwards is aware of the tension over the ATM plan, but he believes firmly that ATV use in the valley is fun and appropriate. He doesn't want to police it, though, and doesn't think he'll have to once riders understand why going off-trail is off-limits.
I don't like those situations. I've never wanted to be a law enforcement person, and I don't want to be a law enforcement person. I would just rather get folks to do the right thing.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.